Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
How ironic that you're in the studio right now. It is a feline festival about to happen in Chicago, or just outside Chicago. And Lauren Miele is right here. And we will talk about the Meow Meetup in just a moment. Welcome to WGN again, Lauren.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's good to talk right into there.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's so
great
good.
To be here.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. And Lou, who made the trip as well.
Yeah.
You know, so this time last year, you and I were talking, and we were talking about the Meow Meetup,
yep,
which we'll explain in a second. This is amazing, friends. You hear about these cat conventions going on in Los Angeles and New York City. Well, Chicago has one, and this one's better in some ways, and we'll get to that. Certainly more educational, but we'll get to that in a moment. So something happened this week in New York. And we were talking about this topic a year ago, off the air, just you and I,
yep,
about the idea of declaw.
Yep.
And now I'm on board, and I wasn't for years, because I don't like the idea of legislators practicing veterinary medicine, if you will.
Sure.
But, you know, enough is enough. We don't need to amputate our cats. And I've always been opposed, but not supportive of laws that mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, that changed. And I am so glad New York State, the entire state, it looks like that state is going to now ban declaw.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for more
information,
yeah, it is. And we're going to have the state assembly person, that's what they call them, in New York. So we're going to have that assembly person on the show.
Awesome.
Either next week or the week after, sometime soon, to talk about why she's doing what she's doing there. So that is exciting, because what one state does, oftentimes another state will do as well.
Right.
So tell me about the Meow Meetup, a cat. This is so exciting. A cat convention coming to Chicago. It's great.
Yeah, so we're actually in our second year. So Meow Meetup Chicago happened last year.
I know.
In July.
Yes.
You were there.
I was.
Keynote address there. But we're doing it again, and you'll be there again. We're so excited. It's July 20th and 21st, and we're welcoming all cat lovers from all over the Midwest. Last year, we saw people coming in from 27 different states.
What?
Yeah, 27
really?
States.
That is so cool.
Majority are from the Midwest, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan.
Did you have anyone from Lithuania?
No.
That's the challenge now. We want someone
calling
from
Lithuania.
Yes, yes. No, it is really cool, because you get people from all over the country that are,
yep,
cat lovers that are there to learn about cats. And when,
yep,
it comes to cats, what do you think it is? Because who would have thought that there'd be, like 25 years ago, a convention that all of these cat people would come together? I mean, who would have thought that would even be a thing?
No one.
Or for that matter, cat cafes. Or,
right,
for that matter, this thing that you could look at online called Instagram.
Right.
And there would be superstars, and they wouldn't be Brad Pitt necessarily.
Right.
It would be a cat,
right,
and another cat whose names people know, like the late great Grumpy Cat.
Yes,
and
poor
yeah,
cat.
Poor Grumpy Cat. But I mean, you know, I mean, who would have thought that? But cats are now stars.
Cats are now stars, and we're going to have a number of our cat celebrities there.
Cat celebrities.
Well, cat celebrities. Yeah. So
cat celebrities.
This year,
yeah,
we're really focusing on Chicago. We, for Meow Meetup, we're trying to focus on the Chicago area, the heroes around Chicago, such as you, and the people that you don't always see on Instagram. And then
I'm on Instagram.
You're on Instagram, but
yeah,
I mean,
find
like,
me on Instagram.
No,
if you haven't.
I want to highlight Chicago, like
yeah,
really
yeah,
highlight and
yeah,
spotlight the people that are in Chicago.
Well, one thing,
a difference.
I'll tell you one thing we did, past tense, arguably,
mm-hmm,
unfortunately, in Chicago, better than any other city, and now other cities do it really well, but mm-hmm, it's Chicago that set the standard for what's called trap, neuter, vaccinate, return.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to have some sessions on that. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so we are having sessions, workshops on TNR, and so...
And also community cats.
Community cats.
Yeah.
And that's facilitated by a number of people that are very well known.
I know Jenny Schluter, Schluter's going to be there. Ann Beal's going to be there.
Ann Beal does a lot of research. Yep. She's amazing. And she's really amazing. And she's done a lot of research in that area, too. So she will be there as well. So we're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this convention, there's tons of fun things to do. There's, you know, kitty yoga and cat cafes, as you mentioned, and kitty bingo and paint your...
Kitty bingo.
Yeah, paint your cat's
portrait. Now, that must be... You must need an awfully large card to put... It's like B7, and you pick up the cat,
right,
and you put the cat on the bingo card?
Exactly. No.
That's not how you do it?
Not really.
Oh.
It's kitty-themed bingo.
Oh.
So if we have to be technical about it, but I like your idea better. That would be more fun, actually.
I think it would be fun. I've started a new thing. Look, I could see now, don't they do bingo at independent living facilities?
I think so.
Yeah, and I could see like 100 cats in a room and all the seniors picking up these cats and putting them down. C6!
Right, but those would have to be
boxes. You know
what
people are doing? Lauren, this is amazing. People are... get a picture of this for our Facebook Live. People are sending me... You know, it's amazing what people who love cats spontaneously do. This has never happened in the history of WGN.
What?
People are sending me not text with questions. 312-981-7200.
Yep.
You are welcome to text or call. They're sending me images of their cats.
Yes.
This is
that's
crazy.
That's what we do. Especially on the Catnip Times.
Well, so you're the editor of the, is it the LA? No, it's not the New York. It's the...
The Catnip Times.
The Catnip Times.
Yeah, so it's all the news for cats. And that's where all of this actually got started about 7 years ago, was on the Catnip Times. But people love to share pictures of their cats, and we love seeing them. So this is the place. That's where cats live. They live on the internet because they're not dog parks. You know, there's nowhere to take your cat outside, really, and meet with other people. Are you having fun?
Are there some cute pictures? I can't see them. I'll show you at the commercial break.
Okay.
I mean, all these people are sending me pictures of their cats.
That's awesome.
I can't wait till the next host comes in here, the guy who does the political show.
Right.
And he's looking at the text that I got. He said, cat.
I love it.
But it does say, declawing saved my cat's life. I'm not sure how that can be. So I'm curious. There's no explanation there. That's the thing about text.
Yeah, definitely
so
elaborate on that.
Yeah, I
love
can't,
to hear about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Unless it's cancer on a paw. Which is really rare. So I don't know. It's 17 minutes before 7 o'clock in Chicago. We're talking about the Feline Festival. How's that?
I love it.
Coming to Chicago, called the Meow Meetup. Who are some of your other speakers?
So we have you. Let's talk about you. You're doing Fear Free.
Yes, let's talk about me. So I'll be talking about Fear Free. Fear Free is a way to... the idea from Dr. Marty Becker originally was to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress for veterinary visits. Mm-hmm. It's caught on now to the extent where animal shelters are being certified.
Right.
Entire veterinary practices are being certified. Yep. Oh, I think I can say this. The U.S. military, this is huge, what? Is now training their dogs in such a way that it will be fear-free, which means they're using positive reinforcement.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's not been announced. You know, I mean, I know.
Now it has.
Oops. But I mean, it's absolutely incredible how this thing has caught on.
That's
with
amazing.
Cats, it's a particular issue because when the carrier comes out, where does the cat go? To the next.
They run under the bed.
Yeah, to the next county.
Somewhere.
If there were a wall to Mexico, they'd climb over that wall,
yeah,
right? I mean,
for sure.
They. Sorry to get into that.
They disappear.
But they do disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrified.
They are.
And then you chase them all over the house. That human-animal bond is impacted because the cat's actually thinking, why is this person chasing me?
Right.
I want to get away anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in that carrier. When stuffed into the carrier, if you can even do it, you've got a cat that's panicked. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to the veterinary clinic, that cat is smelling the pheromones of other panicked cats.
Right.
So it really becomes the snowball that grows and grows and grows. These cats, I believe, actually think they're going to die. Literally.
Yeah, they are.
Literally.
Extreme panic.
And I remember when Fear Free first began, I was in a room, and a very well-known veterinary behaviorist who is like brilliant. Her name is Karen Overall. And Dr. Overall, I mean, you don't say anything in this room with others, colleagues, in front of Dr. Overall. This is true, unless you know what you're talking about. Because she will jump all over you. And because she is absolutely the most brilliant speaker and the best teacher I've had. I mean, she's amazing. And knows about brain chemistry in animals and how that works as much as anyone else on the planet. And I said, I actually think, and we were in a building like this, about this high up. We're 18 stories up at the moment. And I said, and there were windows. You couldn't open them. We were in a hotel meeting room. And I said, if you can go to this window, and if I could hold you, she didn't have suspenders on, but I said, if I could hold you by suspenders, half out the window, that is how these cats, I think, feel.
That's horrible.
And she said, I do too.
Yeah.
And other behaviors came in and confirmed they feel the same way. We don't know for sure what they're feeling, but we really do think now we're going to know because they're doing things like measuring cortisol levels and,
sure.
and we're learning, you know. But what we've learned so far is that this is probably true. They think the thing is, it doesn't need to be that way. So I'll talk about how we can help these cats not to feel that way. Not only at veterinary visits, but living day to day, one of the solutions to that is enriching their lives.
Right.
So I'm glad they're indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we are keeping. I'm giving my talk now, aren't I? I'm glad. I'm glad we're
okay.
keeping.
Preview.
I'm glad we're keeping our cats indoors. Life is safer that way, especially in an urban area.
Right.
But I'd argue anywhere it's safer that way, and cats do live longer in theory as a result.
Right.
But they don't always. Because they actually, if they live a dull, unenriched life, we know they're more likely to get certain illnesses.
Yeah.
But how do you enrich that life? How do you make indoors kind of seem like what it would be outdoors? And that's the other topic that I'll be talking about.
Super
so they do kind of, yeah, then they kind of tie in with one another. Are you going to have like cat movies and stuff like that?
So no cat movies this year.
No popcorn.
Well, we can go on the Catnip Times and you can watch lots of different videos and stuff like that. But this year, one of the things I'm really excited about is the Paint Your Pet's Portrait session. So that is new this year. So people can actually sign up for a session where they can send in a picture of their pet ahead of time. They will go to the session, receive a picture of their pet just drawn, and then they will be instructed on how to actually paint a beautiful portrait of their cat.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it makes everyone Picasso.
Right.
Or Picato or something like that. So this person answered.
Oh,
as I'm getting, and I thank you, all these other images of cats. Someone sent me a picture of a cat looking out a window in a cat tree. I mean, this is really, I love this so
much. Awesome.
It is. So thank you for the cat images. 312-981-7200. Says here, my cat's life was saved because I didn't have to take her back to the shelter. I had her declawed because that way she wouldn't ruin my furniture. So the thing is today, there's so much we can do with behavior modification where we can either prevent that in the first place or fix it. And now there's a product called Feel-A-Scratch, which is a pheromone product that actually attracts cats to scratching post. So if we make the sofa, if that's where the cat was scratching, an unacceptable place, uncomfortable place to scratch by putting, you know, one of those rug runners with nubbies on it or something over it where the cats can't physically scratch it, and we provide a better place and we use the Feel-A-Scratch to direct them and some toys and positive reinforcement. It's as simple as that. It kind of works.
I used it. I had
a cat. Did it work for you?
It did. I had a cat that came from the outdoors who, you know, decided to come inside, whatever she decided my house is now her house. But she liked to scratch the couch. And that's, you know, cat behavior. They like to scratch. So I did use that product. I found a different type of scratcher. And it takes the owner patience, you know, to really figure out what the cat likes to scratch on, you know, an alternative. Excuse me. And so what we found, though, is that she would go to that, you know, put some treats near it, put some catnip near it. And every time she was there, praise her and say, you know, good job, Maggie. You know, and she would now that's where she's scratching. So and this is a cat who's 8, 9 years old who learned. So it's not I mean, it's never too late.
Absolutely. Did you learn about the Fila scratch from me in our conversations?
I think so.
Yeah, because I remember talking about it. We went out to dinner and I was... That's what you talk about when you go out to dinner with cat people.
Right.
You talk about pheromones for cats. What else? 10 minutes before 7 on WGN. I love this. All these images of cats you're sending me. This could be my favorite program ever that I've done on this radio station because I've never... This is great. I love this. Thank you all. The Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-certified and patient-centered healthcare experience at their Dental Institute, Family Medicine Clinic, Speech-Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. You can learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500, 630-743-4500, the Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. I think you should continue to send Rick Pearson, when he talks politics next, images of cats. That's much more fun than talking politics, I think.
That's awesome.
So, I'm laughing because some of these pictures are so funny. The one that I just got should be at the Meow Meetup, which is what we're talking about, because that looks like a celebrity cat. I'm getting more than you saw, Lauren, when you came in at the break. And I'm looking for one here that I said I would give a shout out to.
Was it Mushu?
I think it was Mushu. You remember, I don't. So, hello, Mushu. So tell me more about the Meow Meetup. We missed one or two things, and I want to be sure to get them in, especially when it comes to, and I know this is important for your heart, and that's adoptions.
Yes, so adoptions, I want to mention to everybody, new this year, so we're partnering again with Almost Home Foundation. They're bringing in all of the cats to our adoption lounge, and they will bring cats and kittens to Kitty Yoga and the Cat
Wonderful.
Cafe and all those areas. But the thing that's new this year is we're going to refund anyone's general admission if they adopt a cat. So with the approved adoptions, your general admission is free. So we really want to encourage people to come out if they're thinking about adopting a cat or adding a furry family member to their family. Come out to Meow Meetup and your general admission will end up being free if you end up adopting.
I think, how much is the general admission?
It's $25.
So I have an idea. I think the general admission should be $25, and if you so desire, a donation of some cat food or something for that shelter.
Yeah,
something.
Definitely.
I don't know that they need cat food, so I really shouldn't have said that. But something, I'm not sure what that is. But $25, and you get to spend the whole day, one of 2 days, which are?
2 days, which are July 20th and July 21st. It's a Saturday and Sunday at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
Which is right off. So you could take the blue line there as well.
The blue line
literally
there,
walk. Yeah.
All the major
parking
highways.
Across the street.
Yep.
Yep. And that is called the Meow Meetup. To learn more about that, the website is
meowmeetup.com, or go on thecatniptimes.com and you can link through there because we're hosting it.
And the Catnip Times has stories all the time.
All the time.
About cat stuff. So, Lauren, thank you for doing this. I'm so excited. Chicago is doing this. I'll try to have you back before the dates are
July 20th and 21st.
MeowMeetup.com, right?
That's right.
Have I got it right?
You got it right.
Ooh.